morning, people of God. Good morning. This is Sister LaShonda. Just wanted to give God some worship this morning. Some worship this morning. I know I'm normally the person that's singing, but I found the song, so I figured let the song play. Because in the song, there's harmonies and different things like that. But come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. We are in the season where we are honoring the birth of Jesus Christ. And I believe that the prayer of this morning is going to encourage you this morning. And I say it all the time, but I believe it. If we lean in, whatever you put into it, that's what you're going to get out of it, all right? So at this time, we're going to go ahead and hand it over to our first prayer lead. That's Sister Cynthia. If you are ready, ma'am, it is in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word on today is wonderful. Coming out of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, starting at the 6th verse, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you glory when we give you honor, for Lord, truly you worthy to be praised. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son. Lord, we thank you that this month, God, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And you was in the manger, God. You was born in a manger. But you didn't stay in the manger, God. You didn't stay. And so we're thankful and we're grateful, God, that you came, Lord. You came, God, for everlasting, the everlasting Father, peace, peace upon the earth. You came that we might be delivered and set free. God, I'm thankful and I'm grateful, Lord God, because this is the month that we celebrate you. But we celebrate you, God, all year long. We don't just wait till Christmas time to celebrate you, to give you the glory and to give you the honor, God. Thankful and grateful that you didn't stay in the manger. Thankful and grateful, God, that you became a full-grown man, God. Thankful and grateful, God, that you went to that cross, God. But on the third day, you got up with all power, and you gave the power unto us. And we are thankful on today. You are good, God. You're awesome, God. You care about every little thing in our life, God, and we thank you. We thank you, God, that we are able to give you praise. We are able to give you glory because you said that you would share your glory with no man, God. We are able to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. And so, God, we thank you. Let us come and adore you, God, for who you are, God, in our lives, God, that you gave us the opportunity to get to know you, because everybody don't know you, God, but you gave us the opportunity to get to know who you are, and we thank you for the bloodshed covering that covers our lives, God, and as we go through this season, God, will we remember, God, that we belong to you, and we have the Lord stand in righteousness. Righteousness is right standing, God. That we surrender our lives unto you to live for you, God. To be able to be a witness just with our life, God. That when people look and see us, they see you. They don't see a cussing person. They don't see a person, God, that's evil and mean and nasty. But no, they see the love that comes out of us, that we share with others, God, that we don't hold on to everything and don't know how to give nothing to nobody, God. Help us, Lord God, to be like you, God. Help us, Lord God, to talk like you, God. Help us, Lord, to walk like you, God. What are the things that you did, God? Because you gave us the power to be able to go back and do it ourselves. Lord God, as this year come to a close, let us, God, make a change in the right direction, Lord. You keep telling us, God, to go right. We keep going now. You are God of a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. But when we gonna get it right, that we don't have to keep having all these chances, God. You said, Lord, if any of us sin, we can go to 1 John 1:9, and we can confess our sins, and we can repent, God, and you will forgive us, Lord. But when do deliverance come? Why do we got to keep applying 1 John 1:9 for the same thing? When we going to say, God, this year, God, we're going to get it right. Going into the new year is not going to be the same, because if we keep doing the same thing, we get the same results. We got to begin to shake ourselves and say, what is my purpose? What have you called me to do in these last and evil days? What do you want me to say? God's salvation is so important, God. Knowing you is so important. Because once we leave this earth, we don't have another chance to ask for forgiveness. We don't have another chance to get it right. And nobody is exempt. We're not exempt, Lord. You said you don't have a respect of persons. So you don't love one more than you love the other. You said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we thank you, God, that we have something to hold on, all because you came over 2,000 years ago, that we might be delivered and set free, that we might be healed, that we might be blessed. You said we have not because we ask not. If we don't ever ask, we don't have. If we ask, God, and we're standing in the hallway, but in the hallway we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory and we're giving you honor and we're praising you, God, for who you are. And we're standing by faith because you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If we don't hear your word, where's the faith? Because you said that you gave a measure of faith to our own man. So we have a measure, but it has to grow in you. We got to believe in whom we serve. We got to begin to call those things as not as though they already were. And we got to remember you, God, on Christmas Day. And I said before, what gift we going to give you, God? And I know people said, well, what can we give Jesus under the tree? It ain't about under the tree. It's about changing our lives and following you like never before. It's about giving a gift to somebody that can't give a gift back to us. It's about, Lord, going down to the shelters and serving the homeless, God. It's about, Lord, going on 21st. Maybe we got some blankets we can give. It's cold outside. Because, God, everything you gave, it was nothing attached to it. You said, freely we receive, freely we give. Salvation only caused us to open our mouths and say, Lord, save me. You said you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we thank you on this morning, God, for life. Because you said that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, God, for the abundant life. You said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So the world should not be taking over me, destroying me, because greater is on the inside of me. We thank you, God, because you had to go away to send back the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, that even your own mother had to get sick. And that's why on the cross, you sent her home with the beloved disciple that you love, because you knew, God, on the day of Pentecost, your mother would be in the upper room. She received just like you allow us to receive. You said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. We thank you for all that you've done. And so, God, on today I pray on behalf of everybody that's on this line, I pray, God, that you will bless each and every one. I pray, God, that you will meet the need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray, God, if there's anyone that's needing him, and I stand in the gap, in the wilderness, Lord, crying out, because your word said about your strength, we already healed. God, you said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, not in my name, but in your name. In the name of Jesus, there is no greater name. Every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that you're Lord. And so we are thankful and we are grateful. We're thankful, God, that we have a home. We're thankful, God, that we have food. We're thankful, God, because you are God that cares about everything about us. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honors, God. So on Christmas Day, when we sit down, God, to eat, when we open the gifts, God, we're grateful and we're thankful, God. We're thankful because you watched over us all year long, all year long. And we're thankful. I intercede and pray for our children, God, that they'll hear a word, that they'll hear a word, God. Because sometimes they don't want to hear it from us. But you got laborers out there. Send them their way. Yes, Lord, some plan. But God, you're the one to get an increase. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. We got to lift you up. Some water. But we thankful, Lord, for the seeds and the plant and the harvest. We thank you, God, that an increase is going to come. We thank you, God, that lives are going to change. We thank you, God, that our children going to be saved, delivered, and set free. Not for one day, but they're going to learn how to walk with you. They're going to learn who you are for themselves, God. And we're thankful and we're grateful. So, God, I speak to every mountain that's in the way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I pull down every stronghold. I counsel the assignment of the enemy. You said, what two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. You said, whatsoever we shall ask in your name, that you will grant it unto us. Lord, you said that your word should not come back void, but it'll accomplish what we sent it to do. We thank you, God, on today that your word would accomplish itself in our lives. And so we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We seal it under the blood and call it done by faith. In Jesus' name. God bless you, saints. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Wonderful, wonderful. We thank you for that good prayer this morning. Starting us off, putting a coal on the altar. We don't want to come to him with warm lips, but a cold heart. We want to have the Spirit of God in us. Yes, we're so grateful this morning. Hey, we're not going to delay because I know some have to get out of here. We thank you for joining us this morning. If you only could give us 5-10 minutes, I believe that God is still honoring that time. Remember that you can sow. If you go to our Cash App, that's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also always go to the website, that's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead. That's Sister Tanya. If you are ready, it is in your hands.
Good morning, y'all. And wow, to follow up the prayer with the prayer, leading out of Isaiah, where it says that he shall be called Wonderful Counselor. In Psalms 32, it says, and I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go, and I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Lord, we just thank you this morning because you are a great and mighty God. Thank you that while we were yet still sinners, you sent your son. You sent your son to this earth, Father God. Emmanuel, our Prince of Peace, our Wonderful Counselor. Lord, we are reminded in your scriptures, Father God, that we are not to lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, Father God, to acknowledge you, that you would make our path straight before us. And so, Father God, I pray that we will lean on your counsel, that we will lean on your understanding, Father God, that you would make our path straight. Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes. I pray, Father God, that you would open our hearts, that you would open our minds, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that as my mom prayed before, that we would turn to you, that this year, Father God, won't be the same as the last, that our focus will be on Christ. Lord, it says that we do not know the day nor the hour that you will return, but help us, Father God, to keep our lamps burning for you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that the fire on our altar will not go out. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we remember the reason for the season. The season is that you, again, sent your son, that we will be redeemed, that we will be forgiven, that we be set free, Father God, that we can sit at your feet and we can learn from you, Lord. I pray, Father God, that we'll be more like Christ this year. I pray, Father God, that we will surrender all, that we would decrease, that you might increase in our lives, Father God. We need to become less, Lord, and I pray that that would be our focus. That we'd be more like Christ. I thank you that you give us counsel. I thank you that you look over your sheep. I thank you, Father God, that you guide and you protect. I thank you, Father God, that you break the yoke. I thank you that your anointing flows in us. I pray, Father God, that we be your witnesses. Lord, as she prayed, Lord, that some water, but it's you who provides the increase, Father God. I pray, Lord, that we would be servants. I pray, Father God, that our hearts would be open. And I pray, Father God, that you would again in this season turn it around for your good, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you work everything out for your good. We thank you that you not only sit high, but you look low. Lord Jesus, I pray that we won't forget the reason for the Christmas season, the reason that you came. You came that we might have life and have it to the full. Thank you that you came to bridge that gap between us and the Father God. I thank you that we can commune with you. And as we commune with you, we can gain wisdom, that we can gain knowledge. From you, Father God, there is hope, there is freedom, there is love. I pray, Father God, that we will walk humbly with you. I pray, Father God, that as we walk with you, that our faith would grow. I thank you that you said that if we call unto you, that you would answer us and that you would show us great and mighty things that we do not know. I pray, Father God, that we would seek you out. I pray, Father God, that we would put you first. I pray, Father God, that we would want to be more like you, more Christ-like, Father God. Again, as always, pray, Father God, not with our hands out to receive, but with our hands out to give, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would just be your humble servants, that we would be your mouthpiece. I pray, Father God, again, that we would walk in your wisdom. We can't walk in wisdom if we're not walking with you, Father God. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would turn to you. And I pray, Father God, that you would give us the things that we need to say, the wisdom that we need to have, Father God, the heart for the people, the heart for lost souls, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be about your business, seeking those who don't know you and showing them the way, Father God. Lord Jesus, as she prayed for our young people who don't know you, who are turning from you, Father God, who are deciding not to go to church, who are deciding not to read their word, Father God, for our family members who don't know you. Lord Jesus, I pray that we will seek your counsel and that we will seek your wisdom on how to reach out to them, Father God. For you say that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. I pray, Father God, that we would gain wisdom on how to be faithful workers in the field, reaching out to those who are lost, that they might come to you. Help us, Father God, to show the lost the way. Lord, we thank you that this is not our home, but we're just passing through. Thank you that you have gone to prepare a place for us. I pray, Father God, that we won't get caught up in the gifts. We won't get caught up in material things. That we'll get caught up in the true gift, which is Jesus Christ, who came as a baby, who ministered for 3 years, Father God, to bring us back to you, to bring a fallen world back to you. Lord, we need you. As the old gospel song says, every hour, Father God, we need you. We need you, Father God. We need your wisdom. We need your guidance. We need your direction, Father God. I pray that you would make straight that path before us, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would speak to our hearts and that we would want to hear what it is that you have to say, Father God, to your people. Lord, I love the song that says we need to hear from you. Well, if we don't hear from you, Father God, what will we do? Lord, you remind us in your scriptures that without a vision, my people will perish, Father God. Lord, so we seek you for your counsel, for your wisdom, for your vision, Lord Jesus. I pray that we will set our eyes on you, Father God, to run the race that you have called us to run, to do the things that you have called us to do. And I pray during this time, Father God, that we won't be downcast, that we won't be downtrodden, that you would be the lifter of our heads, Father God, that we would look to you. Lord Jesus, Christmas time, like Thanksgiving time, Father God, can be sad for many who have lost people along the way, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would be the lifter of our heads, that you would give us counsel, Father God, on what we should do next, counsel, Father God, on how we should move forward, Father. I pray, Father God, that we will put our trust in you and you alone. I pray, Father God, that as we seek you out, that you would fill us up, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, in this season that we will worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. I thank you that you are the wonderful counselor. I thank you that you want to give us counsel, that we don't have to walk this path alone, that you are there guiding us. Father God, again, the scripture says I'm going to give you counsel and keep my eye on you. Thank you that you do not turn away from us. Thank you that you give us light. You give us hope in this time, Father God. But I pray like my mama prayed. I echo the same prayer that we will not go into 2025 how we left in 2024. But I say with the psalmist that I don't be discouraged heart. For we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I pray, Father God, in 2025 that we will continue to see your goodness, that we will see how you are doing a new thing in our lives each and every day, Father God. And so I pray for peace. And I pray for guidance. And I pray for wisdom. And I pray that we be led by your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father God, that we would seek you first. I pray, Father God, that as we seek you, that we will find you where you are, Father God. I pray that your hands will be upon your people, not only now in 24, but more so ever in 2025. I pray, Father God, that we be encouraged and not discouraged, Father God. I pray that we be lifted up, Lord Jesus, that when they look at us, they will see you more and more and more. They will see your light, Father God. And so I pray for those who are sick. I pray for my brother-in-law, Zeb, and the things that's going on in his body, Father God. I pray for wisdom. I pray for understanding. I pray that you would touch him, Father God, and that you would allow him to seek wise counsel on what's going on. Lord Jesus, for those who are sick around the world, I pray, Father God, that you would touch them in their body. For you said that by your stripes, we are healed, Father God. And Lord, we lean on your word. We lean on your word that it will not return unto you, void, Father God. And we give it to you and we say, have your way, Father God. I pray for those that are sick and shut in, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would visit them, Lord Jesus. I pray that your angels be kept round about. But Lord Jesus, again, I just pray, Father God, that we remember the most important part of this season. It's about Jesus. Jesus who came for us. I pray, Father God, for our family members who don't know you. For our co-workers and our friends who don't know you, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that our mouths would not be silent, but that we would speak truth, and that we would speak truth to power, that they would turn, Father God. Lord Jesus, we don't want it to be said when they get to heaven that they didn't know, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father God. But we have to get instruction from you, our counselor, our wonderful counselor, our Prince of Peace, our Emmanuel. Thank you, Father God, for being with us. Thank you for your hand upon our lives. Thank you that you do not forget us. Thank you that you love us more than we could ever think or imagine. I pray, Father God, that this would be a season of love, that we would come together in unity, Father God, giving hope to those who are lost. I pray, Father God, that we would be your servants, that we would walk upright with you. And I pray, Father God, that when we fall, Lord Jesus, we won't stay there, but we will get back up again. So, Lord, we just give you this day. We say, have your way. And so I pray for everyone who made their way to this prayer line, Father God. I pray that their heads will be lifted up, that they will be encouraged, that they would know that we are loved by you, that we are your favorite, that you love us more than anything. Thank you for your love. Your love that calls us by name, that draws us to you. Help us, Father God, to sit at your feet, that we would glean from you. Lord Jesus, let us pray that we would be encouraged as we run this race. I pray, Father God, that we would be encouraged as we fight the fight. And I pray, Father God, that we would neglect not to put on the full armor of God. Help us, Father God, to put on your full armor. That we have a stand against the walls of the devil. But Lord Jesus, that we will walk upright in your truth, in your way. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this season. I pray, Father God, that we will come out better on the other side. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're going to do in spite of ourselves. And we'll feel like to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, because you are a wonderful counselor. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done in faith, and I turn it back over into the hands of our host, Pastor LaShonda Miller.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister LaTanya. Thank you for that great word. Thank you for that good prayer this morning. And you sparked something in me. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you, God. We're thankful. We're thankful. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you. If we don't hear from you, what will we do? Wanting you more each day, show us your perfect way. There is no other way that we can live. I know some of y'all are at work. I get it. But can we just praise him for a moment? Can we have a moment of praise? I'm going to unmute the line. Lord, we need
thank
to
you,
hear
Lord.
From
yes,
you.
Lord.
We need
thank
a
you.
Word
praise
from you,
God.
Lord.
Yes,
let me
Lord,
thank
God.
You, O God.
Thank
come
you.
Into your presence, O God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Come here with thanksgiving, O God. We
in
need you
God.
Like never before. We
thank
need you, O God.
Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, God. Yes, God. Sunday I see. Sunday I see. Lord, receive the praises of your people this morning, O God. Lord, we thank you for another week. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to come into your presence, O God, to get what we need, O God. Let your people press in, O God. Let your anointing all fall on your people this morning. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you, oh God. Oh, I thank you. I praise you. Hey, at this time, I'm not going to hold up. I don't want to get in Sister Pat's time, but I just felt like we just needed a praise break. Hey, this is a prayer service, huh? We know that some are jumping in, jumping out, and we thank God for the ones that are coming. We're praying that you're sharing the line so someone else can get something from it as well. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over into the hands of Sister Pat. If you're ready, it's in your hands.
Good morning, everybody. God is a mighty God. Mighty are the works of your hand, Lord. Mighty, mighty are the works of your hand, God. God called us in the holiness. We need to walk in his will. He is Alpha and Omega. We are the sheep of his path. He is our beginning and our ending. None like you, Lord, in all the earth, God. Heaven and earth, Father God, praise you, God. Lord, that we draw from you, God. None like you, God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, that God that causes us to triumph in you, Christ Jesus. You are great and greatly to be praised, God. Lord, let us seek your will, God. The will of the Father, God. Not our will, but your will be done. God created the heavens and the earth, and he set everything in place. And we are fearful and wonderful made in the image of the Lord thy God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, you guys. I'm sorry. From Psalms 89:13. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy hand. Acts 2:2 said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house in which they were all sitting. Lord, we thank you, God. Let your breath breathe on us, God, the breath of life. Lord, let us be hearers and doers of your word, God, followers of Christ. Lord, mighty, mighty God, for your works, God. Lord, that you created us in the image of you, God. Lord, let us walk in thy will, God. Lord, let us look like you, God. Let us have your spirit, God. Your power, God. Your anointing, God. Let it fall on us, Lord. Lord, let your glory, God, fill the temple, Lord. Lord, let us look like you, God. Let your glory fall on everyone in the temple, God. In your presence, Lord, your people heal, deliver, set free, God. Lord, pour out your spirit, God, on your people, Lord. Lord, let us look like you, God. Lord, the people don't see us. They see you in us, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, let your house, God, let the house be filled, God, with your presence, God. In your presence, Lord, your people heal, deliver, set free, God. Lord, that the ungodly, God, would see the brightness of the light, Lord, shining on us, Lord. Lord, let it shine, Lord. Let the wind, God, the symbol of your Holy Spirit, God. Lord, let it gather all scattered bones together, God. Let it heal your temple, God. Let your people, Lord, hear ye the word of the Lord, God. Lord, that the break of God is gone up before us, Lord. That you have broken forth every barrier, every limitation, God. Lord, that your people, God, will hear ye the word of the Lord, God. Lord, open up, Lord. Your east gates, your west gates, the south gates, the north gates, the west gates in our cities and nation, God. That your people, Lord, will hear, Lord, the voice of the Lord, God. Lord, you called us, God, in the holiness. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, let the wind gather all scattered bones together, God. Lord, let the praises of the Lord, God, Fill those cities, God, the world, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that your people, Lord, that don't know you, Lord, become children of the living God. Lord, we pray, God, that the young men and women, God, will prophesy, God. Lord, we pray, God, that all the gifts, that all the gifts in there and the talents, God, Lord, that your young, our young men and women, they are leaders of tomorrow, God. Lord, let them be leaders of tomorrow, God. Lord, let all the gifts operate in and the fruits of the Spirit, the powerful ministry, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that 2025, God, will be never like before, God. God, we pray, God, that your healing power, God, flow throughout the whole world, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, a change, Lord, has come over the whole world, Lord. Lord, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a double-edged sword in our hand, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, God. Your word of life. Your word is meat indeed, Lord. Lord, let us hunger and thirst after the word of God. Lord, thank you, God. Lord, let us celebrate your birthday, God. Lord, let it be never like before, God, that the people, God, will do a new thing, God. We thank you, God, and bless your name, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God, that causes us to triumph in you, Christ. Lord, that you do a great work in us, God. Lord, renew our mind and our strength, Lord, that we mount up, Lord, with wings like an eagle, God. Pour out your spirit, God, in your people, Lord, that we would bring forth fruit, God. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Lord, let us celebrate Jesus, the reason for the season, God. Lord, we pray a complete turnaround, God, all over the world, mighty are the works of your hand, Lord. Mighty, mighty are the works of your hand, Lord. For God heals. He is our healer, our deliverer. And the braces gone up before us and broken down every wall, every barrel, God. Increase, increase, God, in every era of our life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, fill your house, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that your word, God, bring your word, bring life, God. Heal and deliver us in the name of Jesus. I'm going to turn it back over to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Pat. Thank you for that great prayer. I'm praying that everything is well on your end. And we're thankful. We're thankful for every prayer lead that comes on and sacrifice their time. We're thankful for the people that put in work, all of the hosts that come in and sacrifice their time. We appreciate all of the hard work that is done. And with that being said, I want to let all of our hosts, all of our prayer leads that may be on the line at this time, listen, right now I'm going to be helping Pastor Lenore. So you're going to be receiving text messages from my number. Please respond to me. Give me a thumb. Give me a okay or what have you. That way I just know that you got it. If you cannot pray, if you cannot host, whatever that might be, text me. Let me know. We're going to take some things off of Pastor Lenore's plate just for right now. She's going to get it back. She'll have it back. I'm fighting with her a little bit, but she's going to have it back. But right here in this season, let's just make sure that we're helping where we can, all right? All right, people, well, we almost finished. I'm going to do what I do, the Believer's Declaration, the Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. And I know that some have to leave. We want to always thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that something that was prayed or said or sung just encouraged you this morning, to encourage you for your week. But before you leave, consider sowing a gift. Every seed produces a harvest. Every seed produces a harvest. And if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. You can give there. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can always go to our website. That's EKC Ministries and sow your gift there. And while you're there, you can upload your 1 minute or less testimony. I always say testimony, your favorite song, your favorite scripture verse, whatever you feel like is going to draw somebody to God. I believe that in this next year, let's make it, even before we end the year, but definitely going into the next year, let's make it a priority to share our faith. Share our faith. And this is one of the tools that you can use to do that, okay? And you can do video or audio. So if you're saying, well, my hair is not together, I don't have the right outfit, whatever the case may be, you can also just do it auto, and we'll put a little picture up there or something and let somebody know of the goodness of God. While you're there, you can upload your prayer requests. I want to pray for you. I want to touch and agree with you. We want to hear what the people have to say. Sometimes I will say, hey, for the ones that want have a prayer request right now on the line, we would do it like that. But this is another way that we can have it in mind before we even get to the prayer call. We'll have you in mind. You can upload your prayer request there, okay? And y'all know the last thing. We have to ask people, if you're willing, if you're thinking about it, being a prayer lead or a host, you can always call the church at 216-475-6327. I'm praying that we'll get some new voices on here. And you're saying, oh, well, I don't know if I can carry the 10, the 12, the 15. I say it all the time. And now my counterparts are saying it as well, because I didn't want to volunteer anybody. I just wanted to volunteer myself. But now I'm hearing it. We are willing to pray with you, be your prayer partner. So whatever you can't get through, we'll pick up on the back end or vice versa, all right? All right, that's all that I have. As I said, I am the last prayer lead. This is Sister LaShonda. I just love the song, Oh Come Let Us Adore Him. But Bishop had a word yesterday, when Christ is in you. And that just sat down on my spirit. Even on yesterday, even this morning, I replayed it, and I just want to pray in that vein. If you're with me this morning, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your delivering power. We thank you for your provision, Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done, oh God. Lord, the things that you have withheld from us, oh God. Lord, to keep us safe, oh God, we thank you for all of those things, oh God. Lord, we come before your throne of grace. Lord, just coming with a humble heart, oh God. Lord, boldly knowing that we can ask according to your will and you would grant it unto us, oh God. And Lord, as we come before you, oh God, we're thanking you that you are in us. Lord, while you are in us, oh God, we have faith. While you are in us, the love shows. Lord, we have hope because you are in us, oh God. Lord, we have the ability to have victory over the enemy because you are in us, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, as I go before your people, oh God, I pray that even as I have prayed, Lord, I pray that your people have the same heart. Lord, that we'll no longer serve you as part-timers, oh God, but Lord, that we would be full-time believers, that you are in us. Lord, the hope of glory, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord, that while you are in us, oh God, our faith will show so strongly, oh God, that someone will say, what must I do to be saved, oh God? Lord, that we would have to change because we belong to you. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are creating a new thing in our hearts, oh God. Lord, as we seek after you, as we thirst after you, oh God. Lord, even as the song said, Lord, that we need to hear from you, oh God. We need a word from you, oh God. Lord, if we don't hear from you, what will we do? Lord, that your word gives us life. Lord, that your word directs our path. Lord, that your word creates doors of opportunity. Lord, that your word, Lord Jesus, gives us peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, that we are carrying you inside of us, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that someone is coming to term. Lord, that they're about to give birth. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that their very thought, their creation, their anticipation, oh God. Lord, that it is of you, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, that even now I hear you saying that some of us have to shut our mouth. Lord, that we don't abort the thing that you have given to us, oh God. Lord, that we don't speak too soon, oh God. Some of us don't even have the faith for what you have given us, oh God. So, Lord, you have caused our mouths to be closed like Zechariah. Lord, until we can say what you are saying, oh God, until we can say what you are saying, that our mouths are closed so we don't abort the baby. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that we are walking by faith and not by sight, oh God. Lord, that our spiritual eyes are open to your plans, oh God. Lord, that our spiritual eyes are seeing the vision that you have for us, oh God, the vision that you have for our children. Lord, the vision that you have for our children's children. Lord, that we can see, Lord Jesus, beyond just the present day, Lord, that we can see beyond our houses, oh God. Lord, that we can see beyond our situation. Lord, that we can see beyond our my four and no more, oh God. Lord, that we can see the big picture. Lord, that the world, that our people in the world that are suffering, oh God. Lord, that there are people in the world that don't know you. Lord, that there are people in the world, oh God, Lord, that they are starving, looking for hope. But as we carry you inside of us, as Christ inside of us, oh God, Lord, that we would reach out to a dying world. Lord, that we won't be satisfied with us just making an end. But, Lord, that we would reach out to a dying world, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you, oh God. Lord, that you have given us victory to conquer the enemy, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, that you have given us a promised land, oh God. Lord, that we can claim it under the blood. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that the song said, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, we are standing in this season, oh God, thankful. Thankful that you came through a Virgin Mary, oh God. Lord, we're thankful, Lord Jesus, that she carried you to term. Lord, that she came seeking to do your Father's business. Lord, let us have that same spirit that we want to do. We want to be about our Father's business. Lord, that we are looking for the victory in the battle. Lord, we are praising you in advance before we get the answer. Lord, someone is seeking new employment, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you will go before them, oh God. Set the atmosphere, oh God. Give them the words to say, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would order their steps, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, there's someone is saying that I just don't have enough. The ends won't meet, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you have been Jehovah Jireh in our lives, oh God. Lord, that you have brought provision for us, oh God. Lord, that we can look to you, oh God. Lord, look to the hills from which cometh our help. We know that our help comes from you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that our faith doesn't fail us, oh God. Lord, that our faith doesn't fail us, oh God. Lord, that we can hear from you. Lord, that we can move according to your spirit, oh God. Lord, that we can hear you because you are in us, oh God. Lord, that you would give us, Lord Jesus, where to go, what to say. Lord, that with testimonies will come forth, oh God, of miraculous things that you have done. Lord, that you said that you go away, oh God. Lord, that we can do a greater thing, oh God. Lord, help us believe that there is something greater for us to do, something greater inside of us, oh God. Lord, that your will be accomplished, not only in our lives, but in this world, oh God. Lord, that you will bring peace where there is turmoil. Lord, you will bring peace, Lord Jesus, where our minds are confused, oh God, where anxiety reigns, where depression overtakes us, oh God. Lord, that you will bring peace. Lord, some have lost loved ones in this season. Maybe it didn't happen in this year, but during this time is not joyful for them, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that your joy will overtake them, oh God. Lord, that they'll remember the good things about their loved one. Lord, that they will remember that you gave them that time. Lord, that it was just a season, oh God. But Lord, that you gave them a season with their loved one. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that they will be encouraged. Lord, I pray now that you would send someone their way, oh God, to encourage them. Lord, to speak a word of encouragement to them, oh God. Lord, even someone just to be present. Maybe they don't say a word, but they sit there and they're present with them, oh God. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, for every person that is suffering, oh God. Lord, that's dealing with any type of illness, any type of sickness, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says that by your stripes we are healed. Lord, allow them to walk in faith, Lord Jesus. Allow them to walk in the healing, oh God. Lord, allow their words to match up with your words, oh God. And Lord, that they will begin to say they are healed. That by your stripes they are healed. We thank you for it even now, God. Even now, God. Lord, that they will say, Christ in me. Christ in me gives me the ability to walk in faith. Gives me the ability to walk in my healing. Gives me the ability to create this world with my words, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, for the ones that maybe just got on, maybe you missed our praise break. I know some are at work, and I get it. But if you can, Come on and let's just take these last moments and praise God before we get out of here today. Let's praise him for just a second. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, there's none like you, God. In all the earth, oh God, we give you honor. We give you, Lord. We worship you even now, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. There's none like you. There's none like you. Lord, let you be in us, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, we are wrapping it up, but we also want to just encourage you. Hey, Daily Bread is on in maybe 1 or 2 minutes now. Go and get another good word. Get another dose of what you need this morning. And if you can't get it live, that's the good thing about technology. You can go back and get it at any time. It's available 24 hours. As I said, I was already in service yesterday. And it was such a good word, such a good word. But I was able this morning to get up early and re-listen to the word and hear just different things. And that's how God will do. You can go back and you can get the word. I pray that everybody has a blessed, blessed week. I pray that your day is blessed. And I know that these are good seeds put into the ground. All right? I'm going to let y'all say goodbye to one another, and we're going to dismiss at this time.